Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar every day, and after receiving it, rebroadcast it to all on your contact. Do so every day. Then, welcome to Friday, the 25th day in April, 2025. Day 25, 5 more days to the end of this eventful month. 5 days are enough, in fact, too many, for God to turn your life into wonders. What will you desire God to do for you or help you accomplish before the month is finally over? I want you to pray it quietly where you are and say it to God. Prophesy before I prophesy over your day. Pray like this: My Father and my God, I believe you for this and this and this before the end of the month. It could be for self, children, family, career, ministry. It could be spiritual, material, financial. Any battle anywhere, any pain anywhere, pray. Mention it again and again. Describe the miracle you desire for God. Before the end of this month, my Father and my God, I look forward to this, to this, to this. I trust you for this, for this. He said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Now, be saying amen. I receive it as I pray over this matter for you. God shall grant you your desires. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9, the Bible says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel to bless him indeed, enlarge his coast, keep him away from evil. And God granted him that which he requested. If that is true, may your own request also be granted. May God turn his promises into in your life to open manifestation of his wonders. God will mop up your tears and give you laughters. He will redeem time back for you. He will fight your battles and make you the winners. I see you smiling, laughing, and rejoicing, which means a major breaking news is coming for you. As you listen to this, God has put your name in some people's mind to reach out to you for good. Keep your phone well charged and open most of the time today. You will hear good news. Money, good money will locate you this weekend. Who is Chiebuka? I hear Nira, also Ife, Abdullahi, Okpeyemi, Mary. God is about to open a bigger door for you. I see a crown put and placed on Sebastina. Sheyi also. Joshua, who is Joshua? Mike, Adam, Rebecca, Samuel, Wuri, Priscilla, Mercy, Doris, Felicia, Roland, Bisola, Ekemeye, Christian, yes, your name is Christian, Nwachukwu, Charles, Lucas, Dohan, who is Patrick, Rachel, I hear Rachel, Augusta, Faith, yes, your name is Faith, Josephine, Chima, Okafor, Henry, Daniel, Katrin, who is Katrin? Obi, Deborah, Francis, Kemi, Ola, Alexander, and Lillian. All those names mentioned, God asked me to tell you, your angels are on assignment for you already. Expect turnaround, expect strength divine intervention that will change your status and move you forward. Hallelujah. Let us hear your testimonies as these revelations becomes fulfilled, they shall surely be fulfilled. April 25, celebrant, your prayers be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live well and fulfill purpose. Happy birthday. Right? Let's take on issues. First issue today. Good day, sir. How does one relate with a possessed person? God revealed this to me. Before the revelation, I used to invite her to our church program, and now she has obliged. I don't know how to relate with her anymore. Wow. How to relate with a possessed person? Do what Jesus did with them. Cast out the devils inside her. If you are not matured enough, hot, grace, or gifted enough, hand her over to your church or to your pastor or anyone within the church who has the grace, the anointing, and the fire to minister deliverance to people. Next, good morning, Daddy. Daddy, you ask us to take a day off to fast if we are confused. Is it just any day or there's a particular day? Thank you, sir. Wow, to start with, we on this platform, TPGM members, observe a weekly fast Every Tuesday is our fasting day and waiting on the Lord. Listeners that have not been observing the weekly fast with us, or if you are just hearing this, please join us as God gives you the grace. One day fast in a week, consistently, we enhance your spiritual grace. You could fast whole day if you have the grace and the power, or fast midday, maybe till 2 p.m., as far and as you are led by God. Older citizens, senior citizens, need not fast for too long. Fasting is not to stress or punish us, but to empower us spiritually. What I remember saying was that when you are faced with certain challenges of life, engage spiritual warfare strategies. Bring out Bible verses to pray and include a fast weekly, and then back it up with battle seed. That's what I remember saying, and that is beside the regular weekly fasting. That one has no specific date. It depends on the battles or the challenges at hand. And warfare prayers is not do it 1 week and forget it. No, it is doing it consistently, weekly, until the battle is over. Next, good morning, Daddy, and my TPGL siblings. Daddy, I need your advice. I'm a single lady of over 50 years, and I have been given a letter of appointment as a deaconess in my church, where I have been worshiping and serving my God for over 30 years. I don't want to accept the offer because I am not married. What is your advice for me, sir? Please treat. It is very urgent. Wow. The first appointment of deacons in the Bible was in Acts chapter 6, verses 2 to 4. Listeners can read that passage of the Bible. They were selected to oversee the business of the church, while the apostle said they will give themselves to prayer and ministration of the word. The next major ordination of deacons you find in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. You can also read that passage. And that is from bishop to elders and deacons. It was men. But definitely, women were also included in the Bible. Most time, when you see the word men, it is used in a generic sense. It is general. My counsel is, if your church finds you worthy to be so appointed and their constitution and policy allowed, why do you reject it? No, take the ordination and serve. Not just a title. Ordination is not just a title. It's a call to serve. It is also an honor done to you. Accept and serve. There are churches that will say such is not allowed. And as I have taught us before, every church has her own constitution, doctrines, and structure. Next, Daddy said, one sister that said another saw a vision for her husband not to travel on a particular day. The sister now asked what she should do. Daddy answered that she should not listen to that her friend. Instead, she should engage spiritual warfare prayers. So does it mean that a person cannot see a vision for another person? Wow. I discourage in strong terms running your Christian life on people seeing vision for you. Don't live on vision. Live on God's word, which is an open vision for all who care to study and live by it. Live your life hearing directly from God. God has no grandson or granddaughter. God has not put a secretary between his children and himself. I don't say there is no vision or people cannot see vision, but the strongest vision that does not mislead or contradict is God's word. Know God yourself. Whatever vision anybody now brings, you are able to profile it, authenticate it with the word of God. If you live purely by people seeing vision for you, they will enslave, exploit, and extort you. You can know God and hear God yourself, and you should. Next, good evening, sir. I am in UK with my wife and 3 children. My wife and kids packed out of the house in December 2020. The reason I am sending this is to ask for your spiritual advice, which is, should I add my wife and kids to my sponsorship since she said she's no longer doing and has poisoned my children's mind against me? Wow. In my own view, I think you have a greater challenge in your wife and children packing out of your house since 2020, and this is 2025. That to me is a bigger issue to resolve than whether to add their name to sponsorship or not. If I know anything about UK system at all, the woman, your wife and the children will get sympathy, attention, and support from UK government than you. UK listeners can help us here if I am wrong. Help me to offer counsel to our brother. I think you should work hard on resolving the issues between you and your family and get your children back. Let have comment and advice from lawyers on this platform and UK citizens and residents that know this matter better. We will build more on this tomorrow. There will be no live broadcast today, as I've earlier on announced. We shall have it on Monday. Then tomorrow, Saturday, is our communion service online. Prepare your communion element this evening. After my prayer on it tomorrow, after listening to Turning Point, you take it. Prepare for the crossover vigil this Wednesday night, April 30, from 10 minutes to 12 midnight to 20 minutes after 12 morning to May 1. Don't miss the 30-minute crossover vigil monthly on our four social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube or liked our Facebook, please do so. If you need help to be able to subscribe, please chat with your line manager or with our media director on +234-803-232-2276. They will put you through. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube today. Now, the first No More Delay Service 2025 will come up next Thursday, May 1, from 8 a.m. It is our Prayer Mountain Service Day in Lagos and other places. It will be a combined service, one service from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Write it down, not to forget, crossover vigil and No More Delay Service this month, back to back. Weekend is a good time to transmit your tithe, personal or corporate tithing, your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the 444 seed we are sowing this fourth month of the year. Do so cheerfully and thankfully to God. Your Father that sees you in secret will bless you openly. I prophesy more to your life. Go and see the goodness and the mercy and the favor and the power of God in all you do and everywhere you go this weekend. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.